Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Reading verses 1 through 16. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. This is the word of the Lord. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord. This morning, as we begin a chapter that charts for us the glories of our faith from their beginning to their end, from our faith's beginning to its end, this morning we will focus upon verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11 concerning that faith, what it is, and its relationship to our hope. Hebrews chapter 11 concerning your faith follows Hebrews chapter 10 concerning your hope and the faith by which you lay hold of that hope. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, you are told not to throw away your confidence because it has a great reward. Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. And you are told this, verse 36 of Hebrews chapter 10, because you have need of endurance. And you have need of endurance because God has purposed that you receive your reward after you have done the will of God. You receive your reward after you have done the will of God. Not because you have done the will of God, not on account of your obedience, but after your obedience. God has purposed that you receive your reward, not on account of your obedience, as though you might merit your salvation, as though your salvation depended upon you, but to receive your reward after your obedience, at the end of a life of endurance. The difference between these two, receiving your reward on account of your obedience and receiving this reward after your obedience, the distinction between these two is slight but important. Your salvation does not depend upon you. It is received by grace through faith. Your salvation does not depend upon you. It depends upon God who has promised. It depends upon Christ who has accomplished your salvation. It depends upon the Spirit who gives you that salvation. But part of that salvation, part of God's purpose, is that you endure unto the end. It is the purpose of God that He grant you your reward, that He grant you your inheritance at the end of a life of endurance. The one who is united to Christ receives the whole Christ. He receives all that belongs to Christ. You cannot have Christ and not have perseverance. To be united to Christ is to persevere in Christ unto the end. You cannot truly be united to Christ without receiving every spiritual blessing. You cannot truly be united to Christ and not persevere. It is part of your salvation that is given to you by God. It is His purpose that you receive your reward. It is His purpose that you come into your inheritance. And it is His purpose that you do so after you have endured, after you have suffered a little while, after you have done the will of God. This is your conformity to Christ. This purpose was foretold. It was foretold in the Old Testament. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, which the author of Hebrews quotes in chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. The coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The righteous shall live by faith. They receive their salvation by faith. And they endure unto the end of their salvation by faith. And so as not to despair, the Lord assures us that end is yet a little while. This phrase, yet a little while, it comes from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20. Come, my people, hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. Verse 21, for behold, the Lord is coming out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20, the Lord assures his people that after a little while, he will come. He will come to judge the earth. And it is clear in Isaiah chapter 26 that the Lord is speaking of the final judgment, that he is speaking of the day of the Lord. For in verse 19 of Isaiah chapter 26, the Lord promises, your dead shall live. Their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy. For your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Yet a little while, and the Lord will come. He will not delay. The Lord calls his people to endure. The Lord calls his people to endure in this hope and in no other hope. Not in the transformation of society. Not in the glorious progress of this world. But in the resurrection from the dead unto everlasting glory. That is your hope. That is the reason for which you endure. For a better country, for a heavenly one, for a city prepared for you by God, made without hands, not of this creation. The Lord has willed this reward for you. Christ has accomplished your salvation, that he might grant you this reward. It is yours. And he has willed that you receive that reward through endurance, through obedience to his will. But lest you despair, he gives you this assurance. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, you are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. And so in Hebrews chapter 11, having said that you are God's people, that you are those who endure, that you are those who preserve their souls, having said that you are the righteous who live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, this faith by which you are to live, it is defined for you. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Your faith and your hope, they are distinct, but they are inseparable. You cannot have one without the other. Your hope is the context of your faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the things for which you hope are those things which are not seen. This is how Paul defines your hope in Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For in this hope you were saved, that is, in the hope of the redemption of your bodies, in the hope of the resurrection from the dead unto glory. In this hope you were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Your hope is for things unseen. Your reward, your inheritance, which will be revealed at the end of the age when the Lord comes to judge the living and the dead. This is your hope. A hope that cannot be seen, a hope that will not be seen until the end. This is how Peter defines your hope in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. You have been born again to a living hope, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What is your living hope? An inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, ready to be revealed when? Ready to be revealed in the last time. And as in Hebrews, so also in 1 Peter, this revelation of your hope at the end, it comes at the end of your endurance. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, in this you rejoice, in this hope you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Your hope is that eternal inheritance, the kingdom of God, which has been promised for you by God, which has been secured for you by Christ, which is given to you by the Holy Spirit. It is a hope that is unseen, a hope that cannot be seen, a hope that will not be seen until the end. Your hope is your inheritance. Your hope is the reason for which you endure, for things not yet seen. And if hope is the reason for which you endure, we may say that faith is the means by which you endure. Your hope is the context of your endurance. Your hope is the context of your faith. Faith is the assurance of your hope. Faith is the conviction of your hope. Faith is that means by which you lay hold of your hope. Your hope is built upon the promises of God, which have been fulfilled in Christ. Faith is your laying hold of those promises. You're believing those promises to be true. To live by faith is to live in the assurance of the promises of God. Without that hope, without those promises, your faith is worthless. It is in vain. Faith must have an object. That object is the promises of God fulfilled in Jesus Christ. To live by faith is to live in the assurance of the promises of God. To live by faith is to live in the assurance of Christ, in whom all those promises are yes and amen. Your hope and your faith, they are distinct, but they are inseparable. They hold together in Christ. Your hope is in Christ. Your faith is in Christ. Your inheritance is in Christ. Your assurance is in Christ. Throughout Hebrews, we have spoken much about the need of endurance. We have spoken much about the necessity of endurance. We have spoken of those who belong to God's people outwardly, but did not belong to God's people inwardly. What is it that they lacked? Faith. Faith in Christ. Faith in the promises. Belief in the Word of God. As you hear of God's purpose, that you receive what is promised after you have done His will, as you hear of the need and necessity of your endurance, you may be tempted to look at yourself and despair. For you know your weakness. But Christ knows your weakness better. As you consider your weakness, as you consider your failings, and you fail to do His will. When you fail to resist temptation. When you seek the love and affection of this world. When you are ashamed of the gospel. When you deny Christ. Perhaps not in word, but in deed. Following after your own will. Seeking to please yourself. Refusing to forgive others as you yourself have been forgiven. Neglecting to love others as you yourself have been loved. Speaking harshly to one another. Lording your authority over one another. Refusing to submit to one another in the Lord. When you consider your weakness. You consider your failings. It is not a call to despair. It is a call to faith. To look to Christ for your assurance. To look to Him in faith. For He is faithful. The one who has promised your salvation. The one who has accomplished your salvation. He is faithful. He will do for you all that He has promised you. He does not lie. He cannot lie. He is faithful. He will do it. And if He says you will endure, you will endure. Your assurance does not come from yourself. Your assurance comes from Him. Your faith is not in yourself. Your faith is not in your faith. Your faith is in Him. It is the assurance that He will do what He has promised. To have faith in Christ. It is to trust in Christ alone for your salvation. He is your hope. He is your assurance. In Him you have believed. In Him you will endure. By faith you have been saved. By faith you will endure. To have faith in Christ is to live in the assurance of your hope. It is why our confession speaks of this assurance, saying, "All who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and love Him in sincerity, endeavoring to walk in all good conscience before Him, may in this life be certainly assured that they are in the state of grace, and may rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, which hope shall never make them ashamed." Christ is your assurance. To have faith in Him is to live in the assurance of your hope. The hope of Christ, the hope of His coming, the hope of glory. If you lack assurance, you must seek it in Him. If you would have perfect assurance, your faith must be in one who is perfectly sure. This one is Christ alone. His name is faithful and true. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. Let us pray.